an annual town hall meeting connecting South Sudan, initiated by the National Communication Authority and co-sponsored by the telecom sector, is taking place here in Juba. The town hall aims to bridge the gap between stakeholders and consumers. Now, the platform is said to serve as a center for transparency and accountability within the telecom sector. Let's hear more about this, and we are glad to have with us here in the studio Dr. Labanya Margaret, who is the director for corporate affairs in the National Communication Authority. Dr. Labanya, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And this town hall meeting is now, of course, on sessions, is taking place in Juba. Could you briefly just tell us about the fourth annual town hall meeting? What is it all about?
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners. As you had already mentioned, it's about bridging the gap between the stakeholders, the government, and also the MNOs and the consumers themselves. But unlike the previous one, this town hall is also a review of what the National Communication Authority has been doing in the past year. The National Communication Authority is now on board to showcase and also to prove to the consumers themselves what they have been doing and the way forward, and then we will get recommendations afterwards. But above all, this town hall is different in a way that it's also bringing in the young people, the innovators, to incubate their ideas and also to give them avenue of how they can reason and bring out what is inside their heads, as well as strongly advocating for girls in STEM and also girls in digital avenues, and above all in connectivity. That's what we are looking at during this town hall.
Great. Now, as you did mention, one of the most important things that you're doing as well in this town hall is to review what the National Communication Authority has been doing. The citizens would love to know that. Briefly tell us, what has the National Communication Authority been doing?
One of them is capacity building, and that can be seen in this town hall, how capacity building is taking place. You see the young ones, the innovators, you get it, through their various avenues, like the Googles and the Build, providing mentorship. That's one of them. Number two, the national has been working on connecting the rural areas. Honestly, without connectivity, our people are completely cut off. Can you imagine living in this century, knowing so well you cannot use your mobile phone, or climbing on a tree, and they've been embarking on that? I think of recent, you've heard what National Communication has been doing in that arena. But above also, reforming the institution, making it a corporate body, to be able to be comparable to the other bodies in the same area of business. That's what they've been doing. And we're really grateful to the Director General for spearheading that. He is so passionate about capacity of the young people. And looking more on the girls. Everybody's talking about the girl child. And that is what National Communication is focusing on. To, you know, igniting interest in these young people. You know, for them to feel like, yes, we have this arena. We need to play in it. We need also to bring in our ideas. And they have that. Yes, that's what. More above all, to prove to the community, the population, that transparency and accountability, you know, we need to account for what we have been promising to our population. We might be a little slow, but we are on track.
Great. Talking about that, a little slow, but on track, I like hearing that. But that's, of course, because you did mention we came a long way. We came a very, very long way from climbing trees, looking for an anthill so we can get a connection. And one of the biggest challenge right now in South Sudan is the internet connection, of course, and which is affecting many, many rural areas. And, of course, its affordability is another big concern. Now, in this town hall meeting, what how is this being addressed, basically, and what plans do the National Communication Authority have in addressing one of accessibility, first of all, and the affordability of services?
And that's why you hear the jingles coming from the NCF for the town hall says, bridging the gap between the stakeholders, the policymakers, and the consumers. The consumers are saying, we need network. And the government through NCA is saying, please, shareholders, stakeholders, could you do it? Could you create here? Mm. And that's what they are now doing. And I wouldn't like to repeat, but I'll repeat it, that of recent NCA has launched some new sites which had already been finalized. One was in Atukwel, which I attended. It was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. You know, to have a population having a network, finally knowing they will be able
and
to
where is
communicate.
That?
Atukwel is in Gogreal.
In Gogreal, okay.
Yeah, I think Gogreal West. Mm-hmm. That's where we came from recently. Mm-hmm. And he's also been launching others. So he's on track and he's spearheading the work very well. But above all, in consultation with the MNOs, you know, you need to have conversation with them. They also need, because this is business, they also need to know that really there is need here. You don't need to concentrate services in one place. So rural connectivity is the way to go this time.
Great. Yeah. Now, of course, this is the fourth annual meeting, meaning it has happened three more times before this one here. Looking back, what are some of the changes and the success stories of previous years that you can point, taking from it, of course, after this year and even making it better?
I would say that, unfortunately, I was not there before that, but looking at the documentation and the reports that NCA has produced, but also looking through the work that NCA has been doing, it means that the previous one had recommendations in terms of increasing accessibility, which I believe is now moving on. But also in the previous one was having more over discussions and seeing how to bring everybody on board. So you know your game role in it. But this time round, we are also looking at how NCA has managed to build, you know, that relationship in order to ensure that the stakeholders and the policymakers have the same ideas, gearing towards the same objective. And the objective is about digitalization, connectivity, accessibility. You get it? And all this comes in form of building capacity. Did you know that when you connect people, you also improve their capacity? You bring businesses closer to them. You allow them to naturally create ideas by using the connection to increase their livelihood. And that is what I believe NCA picked up from the previous town halls and now gearing towards the future.
Great. Dr. Lavanya, just take us briefly to now this town hall meeting itself, inside the rooms. What are some of the standout topics and conversations and messages that you like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, listening to all the conversations yesterday on the first day, it was around capacity. It was around South Sudan standing out in innovation. And you should have been there to see the young people showcasing ideas, very young. Honestly, the population is young. And this is very good for a country like South Sudan, coming from so many conflicts. You have these young people, they have these ideas, and they are creating them, incubating them into very tangible, you know, and realistic things. And that is what came out. And also the second thing that came out was capacitating the girls. I'm sorry to repeat girls all the time. It doesn't mean we are not including the boys, no. In fact, most of the presenters of innovation were boys yesterday. But also, it is an avenue to give room to the girls to grow. So that came out very clearly. And the other third thing that came out yesterday was support to these young people to be able to move towards competing in other arenas, because we are not in a vacuum. We live in a community, you know, the global community. We'd also like to see ideas coming from a country like South Sudan.
Great. And as you mentioned, young people, many of them suggesting innovations and their ideas. First, what really is the biggest challenge these young people are facing when bringing these particular innovations and their ideas to reality? And how will this kind of a town hall meeting with the support from the National Communication Authority help these particular ideas coming to reality?
Remember, some of them just finalized school. Maybe they were looking for jobs and they couldn't get the jobs. They decided to start creating ideas. But let me start with the good part of it before the challenge. It's the mentorship they've been receiving from the other avenue and bodies that give them, allow them to create those ideas. Number other challenge, imagine you're out of school, all right? And you're looking for a job. It's very difficult to get a job. Yet, you have your ideas. Putting that idea down needs money. So the second challenge they are facing is monetary support. Funds are missing in their support. The other one, we have not gone deep, but if you see it, they also need the emotional support. So they need people to gather around them. They need opinion. They need somewhere where they can to go under and be able to be supported. So we realize that those are, the biggest challenge was really money. The idea is wonderful, but the money to move that idea to the next level is now the bridge that is missing. And that's the bridge that they are requesting for.
All right. And will they get that bridge?
Nobody can tell the future, but it's good for you to speak out, you know. Naturally, we say...
No, I mean from the support that the National Communication Authority is providing them, and also from this town hall meeting, will they be able to get this bridge?
We hope for the best. That's what I would say.
All right, just fair enough. Now, let's talk about some of their ideas. You did mention they came with quite a lot of ideas. What are these ideas?
If I touch on these ones now, I will be destroying the evaluation that is taking place.
Okay.
Because they have to be evaluated and be given the same kind of marks in an open and transparent manner. Remember, we talked about transparency and accountability. So let the evaluation take place, and later on, it will be published.
Again, fair enough. All right, let's look now at your expectations and what you expect to achieve after this particular meeting, after this fourth town hall meeting. What are the expectations of this meeting?
You know, there's no better expectation than good recommendations. But there's also no better expectation than negative recommendation, but given in the right way. This is the right forum for it. So we are expecting to the good one saying, oh, you've done very well here. And the other one saying, no, you need to improve. So that's what is our expectation. The negative one will help us to run faster and work harder to make it better in the next town hall.
Great. And what are the conversations today as the meeting started yesterday? Today, what will be the discussion be all about?
The discussion more... you see, the way they did this, I like the organizers. They follow through. They build. They had the blocks. But today it's about media.
Okay.
Media plays a very vital role in everything we do. So we'll be discussing media, and there are various avenues. You get it? And that is the conversation today. We hope many more people will be joining to listen to how media makes our lives better.
All right. Dr. Labanya, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. That's the time we have. What will be your final remarks and message that you'd like to send?
My final remarks and message is, one, we have a very, you know, with this population of young people, we really need to encourage them to fight harder, and also, two, you know, to be given avenues and room to incubate their ideas. But also we expect more people to be there and also to come and, you know, get some of the good innovative ideas being shared, and conversations around digitalization, innovation, incubation, transparency and accountability. I really wish you all well during this fourth session of the Connecting South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. We do appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best.
Shukran.
You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and that's Dr. Labanya Margaret, Director for Corporate Affairs in the National Communication Authority.